Abbreviation for Michelle May, Michelle. Date of service is 11/30/2023. Date of birth is 2/21/1971. Patient's here for a follow-up evaluation. She reports of ongoing headaches that are pretty bad, mostly in the frontal. Headache is 10, and sometimes she had to stop car because of this. Now, she also has a pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back. Neck pain is mostly relieved. Only major pain is in the middle back and the lower back, 6-5. Overall, the pain can vary from 6-8. ADLs are affected, 8, and no radiation of the pain is reported by the patient, or no numbness, tingling, or radiculopathy. The patient reports 80% improvement in her symptoms. Please review the chart for ADLs, for system review, for additional history, and substance abuse, as well as compliance plan. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 118/90, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will be the same from previous visit, which is dated 11/25/2023, dictation number 1031-027. Plan is to continue the treatments as advised, continue the physical therapy. Medications are provided, naproxen 500 twice a day for 60 tablets for anti-inflammatory. Elavil is provided 50 milligram at night for pain relief and GAD disorder. Tylenol codeine number 3 is provided every 12 hour, PRN 45 tablets for pain relief. Furosemide are provided, 1 or 2 6-hour PRN, 75 tablets for headache relief. Maps are reviewed, labs are reviewed. Patient is referred to podiatry for plantar fasciitis that was reported by the patient. In addition, she's stable otherwise, and she's advised to return for an injection treatment for her lumbar spine, which is a herniated disc at L5-S1 and ligament S11 thickening, leading to pain. And also times four injections are advised. And she also has a bulging disc at C3-4, C4-5, with a herniated disc at C4-5 and bulging disc at C5-6, C6-7. And if the pains are not relieved, one or two injections to the cervical spine is also advised. Patient is also advised an injection to the thoracic region, T10, T11, T11, and 12, where there's a bulging disc. The patient is otherwise stable. She's continuing therapy. She's also advised for home therapy, spine traction, acupuncture, yoga, exercises. Thank you.